Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, along with Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, we've got a little bit different type of show than what we originally planned earlier this week when we had everything set up as we're getting ready to gear up for the Central Regional Tournament, which is was scheduled for this weekend out of Bearcat Arena, but plans changed drastically yesterday afternoon and then really through this afternoon as well with what was going to take place with the Central Region Tournament. And I imagine most people know by now that, unfortunately, that has been canceled.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable, unprecedented what we're seeing right now with the NCAA canceling all winter and spring sports championships, and just something that we just kind of take for granted. We're always looking forward to March Madness, all the excitement that comes with it. Now all of a sudden, just to kind of have that ripped away, disappointment from our side because it's such a fun event. We enjoy broadcasting it, but then also watching Northwest Missouri State Athletics, all the success we've seen, especially on the basketball side. But then you think about how killer that is for the student athletes to basically have, you know, 1 year ripped away from them, and the seniors having their seasons end early. Of course, Kirk Finley got injured against Duke in that preseason matchup months ago, but he's still been with the team. Ryan Welty's put together just a historic career with Northwest Missouri State as a three-point shooter. Then, of course, Tyler Doherty, just contributions every single year, and such a tough player off the bench for Northwest Missouri State. So to see those guys' career end prematurely like this, we were really looking at this team expecting a good run into March, and I think you'd have to look at them and expect them to be favorites to go out and defend that national title. Now to have that ripped away, you can't help but just feel bad for those guys, for all the work that they put in. Now they don't even have a chance to keep going with the postseason. So really just an unbelievable, historic day.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, of course, the big picture with the spread of the coronavirus, trying to limit that spread. And as this week went along, things really looked like could be a different type of weekend. Of course, yesterday the first announcement came out that they were going to just play in an empty gymnasium with just immediate family and media looking on. And then after the NBA suspended their season last night, the dominoes really started to fall with a lot of different major sports leagues and the NCAA.
Yeah, and initially just kind of keeping out the majority of the fans and having some media in there, and of course the broadcasters, then essential staff. You're kind of like, oh, it's going to be pretty weird, but we'll see if this go ahead and if they're able to follow through with this. But I guess they're kind of labeling Rudy Gobert as the agent or patient zero here, as he got it and he took it into his locker room there with the Jazz, and Donovan Mitchell also has it now, and things really, you kind of wonder, had they gotten through that, and if he didn't have it, a lot of ifs there, but you kind of get through last night and you play all those NBA games and you make it through to today and they see the light of today, are things okay? You make it through, but then once the NBA, like you said, once they suspended things, the NHL followed suit, Major League Baseball's went ahead and backed off opening day for 2 weeks and suspending all their spring training from the rest of the way, and it's really just been a huge domino effect from that point on.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we've got a lot to talk about on our show tonight. Really, the entire men's basketball team making their way here to Carson's this evening as they were anticipating getting ready for the big weekend, but they're going to come in and spend some time together, and we'll be talking some softball as well. Ryan Anderson is joining us, the head coach of the Northwest softball team. But up first, we've got Andy Peterson, athletic director of Northwest Missouri State. He's here tonight as well, and kind of get a little bit of the behind-the-scenes discussion of what really took place this week leading into the cancellation of this weekend Central Regional. So that's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Northwest Missouri State alumnus Joe Bomley has provided late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, 660-241-5013 or on Facebook.
Today's game is supported by State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We're joined now by the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, and Andy Peterson. And Andy, a lot different kind of mood today than when I talked to you last during the MIAA championship game. We had you on during the second half of that matchup Sunday afternoon with the win over Missouri Southern down at Municipal Auditorium. But a lot of things have happened between now and then.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple days for sure. Not just for us, but across all intercollegiate athletics, pretty much at every level. You've had obviously cancellations and suspensions and postponements and all this stuff, but you know, there have been some pretty heavy emails and communications in the last, you know, 3 hours, really 2 hours, really, for a lot of our student athletes, all of our coaches, everybody that is a part of the NCAA at any level. The NAIA canceled their basketball tournament this morning. So, you know, it's been a pretty somber day. It's been pretty hectic as kind of just waiting for news, and you see more and more basketball tournaments and more, you know, sporting events and conferences come forward and say that they're going to cancel events and seasons and all this stuff. And it's been a rough day.
Take us behind the scenes with this week and when you first got wind that perhaps this was going to be a different type of weekend.
You know, we found out it was business as usual up until yesterday afternoon, really. We got the email from the NCAA at 3:22 p.m. saying that, you know, they're going to limit fans at events moving forward. You know, and after that, it's just been a whirlwind. You know, we went from at 3:30. You know, I was meeting with folks and calling folks and trying to get hold of ADs. And Dr. Bob Boerichter's here in the building tonight here in Carson's. He was our site rep, going to be our site rep for the game. So I was in constant communication with him about how we're going to limit these fans. You know, the NCAA had mandated essential staff, and then also what they'd said was for every person on the travel roster for each program, each one of those 20 individuals gets 6 people on a pass list. So we went backwards from that. We did the math and said we're going to have 120 fans for each university. And so just working through that and trying to get press releases out to people, and or not press releases, emails. We held on our press release because I just didn't feel like we had enough information to really put anything out there. We didn't really put anything out until this morning when we found out about some more details on media and what essential staff, what that definition was, what, you know, at first it was limited family, what that definition was. So just waiting to get that information, you know. But it was, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock last night. I was communicating with Colin McDonough, and he's trying to connect with SIDs from the other programs and trying to get everybody on the same page for what we're doing. But that was yesterday, and that's where it stopped. It was just the basketball tournament and where that's going to go. Now, we did have a few individual instances yesterday where, you know, you had the Ivy League canceled all their spring stuff. And you've had, you know, certain other groups that said, yeah, we're going to do this. But, you know, and then this morning it jumps into the Power 5 basketball conferences all canceled. You know, the Big 12 canceled while they were warming up for game one. The Big East canceled at halftime of their first quarterfinal game, or not quarterfinal game, but play-in game, whatever. The NAIA canceled it. I mean, it was just a click, 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 click. And you could kind of see it coming. And then Dr. Bob arrived on campus about 2 o'clock, and we sat in my office, myself and him and Coach Churchma, who was going to be our tournament manager. And we were just going through the logistics of the tournament and how that was going to work with the pass list. And, you know, we got all of our volunteers. We'd let them know we're not doing anything. Kirsten had worked all morning on refunding folks that had bought tickets for all the sessions. We got that taken care of. And we were just going through the prep work of hosting a regional. We got wind about noon that the NCAA was meeting this afternoon, and that's kind of when we kind of felt like this probably isn't going to be good, especially for the basketball tournaments. We kind of knew that coming along. But then the announcement comes out, canceling all three levels of basketball, canceling winter championships. So our track and field program, we got 16 individuals. They're in Birmingham, Alabama right now. They went through their pre-meet stuff today, and then they got wind, today at 4 o'clock or whatever, that, hey, the whole meet's canceled, the championship's canceled, send everybody home. And then on top of that, spring sports in general, our conference, the NCAA canceled winter championships as well as spring championships. So in light of that, our conference, the MIAA, got together, the CEO and some of us athletic directors, and we talked about, so we've suspended spring sports for the time being. So that would be baseball, softball, track and field, tennis, and golf. Those five sports for us, Northwest, those five sports have been suspended indefinitely as of right now. And that's no practice, that's no competition, that's no playing, anything like that, until we get some more information on stuff. So it's been a crazy 30 hours, I would say.
Yeah, it really has been. And to me, just on the outside looking in, it seemed like the thing that really got things to fall was that when the NBA decided to suspend their season. Before that, it was playing in front of empty gyms and things like that. But it seems like once that decision was made, the dominoes really started to fall with other sports. And then, of course, the NCAA kind of fell in line after that.
Correct. Yeah, and we saw it, the MLS, the MLB. NHL, like I said, all five or all the Power Five schools conferences canceled stuff. The NAIA, I mean, it was a ticking effect. We've also seen it. So I was in a meeting all day yesterday, most of the after. I shouldn't say all day, but my teammates were in there all day. Bless their hearts. I had some other stuff. I had been gone for 2 days with golf and got back on Wednesday and just kind of was trying to get my wits about me and went to a few meetings, and then I got up to the union where some leaders on campus had been meeting all day, and I just kind of getting into that work and the preparations for the tournament and how we're going to handle stuff, and with our risk management specialist and Chief Green as UPD and safety and that sort of thing, and I was working through that, and that's kind of when all this stuff happened. So it, just for me, it was like, how do you get through this and communicate that out? But the bigger part of that meeting as a university was, we have postponed classes next week. On ground and blended classes are being bumped back to March 23rd. Online classes, true online classes, they're going on as normal because they're online. You're online anyway. If there's any students out there listening, if you've got a test next week in an online class, you better do your test because that's still going to happen. But the idea of postponing blended classes and on-ground in-person classes is to give faculty and staff time to prep to teach online once March 23rd gets here, because we feel, and that's the way not just Northwest Missouri State, but a lot of universities in our region have done that. Iowa State, Northern Iowa, Nebraska, Mizzou, all these other institutions are saying, you've got kids that they've went all over the nation, all over the world for spring break, and you're going to bring them back to campus. And so just to kind of slow down the spread of it, of the virus, it's just kind of an own incubation period of nothing in person, nothing, nothing in large groups academically. And obviously that has then also spilled over into athletics, because it's all about student athletes, but it's all about the event and the fans and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so this is just really something that's unprecedented. And and I know there's been some comments of some people that are angry about this, that they I can understand that too. Sure. A lot of people look forward to this weekend, but there's a big picture to take in consideration with this as well. And I guess it's better to err on the side of safety as opposed to taking some chances.
Yeah, and so the term that's been thrown around, and I it's probably accurate, is abundance of caution. Is an abundance of caution. We've got one case within 110 miles, or I think there's more than that now. We were speaking yesterday, it was one. I think there's four cases within 110 miles of our campus. All the protocols and procedures we were going through yesterday was if we get a case within 110 miles, and that's because Kansas City, Omaha, Des Moines are all kind of in that circumference. 50 miles, which would include St. Joe and really close to here, and then also Nottoway County. And what was our procedure for each one of those instances. So that's if you have an issue here. Well, there's not necessarily an issue here, but it's the abundance of caution of you're bringing people back to here. You want them to come back to campus, and it's just slowing it down. And, you know, for athletics, for, you know, all the research and stuff that you see out there, it's not necessarily the athletes or young people who are susceptible to succumbing to this virus. It's, you know, the 65 and older group that are really susceptible. So it's like, well, if you play this game, it's not that big a deal. No one's going, well, as soon as you get done with the basketball game, the first person you're going to hug is mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. And so now, you know, that's what you're trying to slow down is the spread of it. It's out there. It's a pandemic. And so you're just trying to slow the spread of it. So and that's the reason, you know, you've got all these sporting events. You mentioned the NBA with, you know, 30,000 people in an arena in close proximity, or our regional where we'd have 2,000 people packed into Bearcat Arena. It's not a preventative measure. It's to slow the spread. So, like you're saying, it's needed. It's necessary. It's just unfortunate, and there's a lot of people that are hurt by it because of experiences that they're missing out on. I mean, I look through, you know, you've got seniors on campus, you know, men's and women's basketball, indoor track and field, wrestling. These winter sports are kind of coming to an end. So it's not, I don't want to say it's not as big a deal, because it is a big deal, because you got kids that have qualified for postseason championship play. But, I mean, our baseball, softball, tennis kids, they're just getting started with their season. And all of a sudden, it's just like cold turkey. You're not out of practice. You can't work out. You can't do all this stuff. So it's very, very difficult for a lot of people right now. There's a lot of questions. And, you know, it's just one of those where we've got to be able to support our student-athletes and do the best that we can going forward so that they still have a quality experience, obviously still focused on their education first and foremost. But where do we go from here in terms of competition and that Division II experience?
Yeah, I was and when you talk about the spring sports being suspended, I would imagine, too, it's going to be tough if there's still some time left in the spring to kind of gear right back up and get back into competition.
Yeah, exactly. And so we had a conference call at the MIAA this afternoon at 5 o'clock, and then we'll have another one on Monday afternoon. Just to talk about that, because like I said, the NCAA has canceled spring sport championships. So if you're not playing for a national championship, what are you playing for? You know, we talked about if in 8 days, 10 days, this whole thing is a non-issue, you move forward and you can play for conference championships. But you know, at what cost? You know, so and not I don't say that financially, but at what cost? You know, to your student athletes or you know, institutions, or especially if there's some type of a health, you know, health risk and that sort of thing that plays into it. So difficult.
Another thing that when you talk about what took place for this weekend with the cancellation of the Central Region and then obviously the entire rest of the tournament, had there been any discussion about just moving back the tournament to maybe a couple weeks and see what happens and then try to gear right back up?
You know, as far as I know, no. I can't say that. The folks that I talked to from the NCAA, you know, are the director of championships, he couldn't speak to that because it was a decision above his level. So I don't know. And, there's 1,000 things you can think about that would take that into place. You know, you think about the NCAA where they have got to rent these facilities a year in advance. So you can't necessarily have the Final Four in Mercedes-Benz 3 weeks after it's supposed to, because there might be a Kenny Chesney concert or whatever else is scheduled in there. So that's an issue. But then, you know, I guess that's where a lot of people are frustrated with why is canceling the first trigger you pull and not postponing. But there's 1,000, you know, variables that I'm not privy to, and I don't know what the NCAA has to think about to go into that on top of this. You know, this situation is still very, very fluid. I mean, like I said, 27 hours ago, this was not even on anybody's radar in terms of spring sports, championships, anything like that. So it's still so very fresh and very fluid. But I think it's where people kind of have a knee-jerk reaction saying the NCAA had a knee-jerk reaction. Is that the case? I don't know. But to be determined, I know this. I feel like in a week, we're going to have a lot more information one way or the other. And so I think that's where the MIAA is as a league and athletic directors. We talked a lot about suspending. We're going to suspend spring sports so we can gather more information. You know, everybody's I say everybody, most schools are either on spring break this week or they're on spring break next week. And everyone, I think, almost to a school in the MIAA has said they're extending that spring break or you know, doing something, adjusting classes to address that issue. So,
it's definitely, as I mentioned, unprecedented before, and I think everybody's just kind of going on the fly with this little bit, because that's when you figure out, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, this was not even close to being on the radar. And when people even first started hearing about the coronavirus being in China, I mean, you still didn't, you knew it spread some, but in past instances, it was never a consideration of just completely, for the most part, shutting down a country.
Yeah, and you say that everybody's aware of that, I guess, but I'm so proud of Northwest Missouri State. We've been talking about it since January. I've had I don't know how many meetings, you know, 4 or 5 meetings, smaller group, and then it became a big group, and then it became a smaller group again, and now it's obviously a big group. But you know, I shouldn't say we're prepared, but we're a lot further along in our process than a lot of our sister institutions, I would say. And so that's just kudos to our administration and to our people and what their work. Now, we've had two obviously super long days trying to figure things out, and for our students, for our faculty, for our staff, and then for the community too. You know, when you're inviting people to come back, and you know, dorms and kids got to eat and all this stuff, and that infects, you know, we're sitting here in Carson's right now, and you know, so how does that affect your community and everything that's going on? But super proud of Northwest Missouri State. You know, Brad Scott has, you know, he's a new employee. He kind of jumped into a fire here a little bit. But you know, he's kind of been our point person. Obviously, Chief Green, Dr. Jasinski, Jamie Hoyman, our deans and chairs of our departments academically. The list is Matt Baker with the VP of Student Affairs, with, you know, Roseview and his team, or her team, and all that group, and just how all of this affects everybody. You know, it's a lot of scenarios, and that's a lot of how this affects things, or how it's going to affect things. And so we went through a bunch of stuff, and I feel confident that we as an institution are better prepared to address this and help and do our part to help slow it down, number one, the spread of it, but then number two, if we do end up with cases in Nottoway County, in Maryville, on our campus, we're prepared and ready to do what we need to do to come out on the other side in a good way.
Before I let you go, I know there's a table of disappointed players just to our right here that are here tonight, but just talk about this particular team. I know you've been around this group all season long, and really the last 4 years. What a special group of this team has been, and a special year that they've had. I know it's coming at it to a halt a lot quicker than anybody anticipated, but still, you can't take away the type of year they had.
No, and I think, you know, coming off the year they had last year is obviously not unprecedented, but very, very rare. Number one, to go undefeated and win a national title, but then number two, to do it with the crew that you had. You've got a redshirt freshman point guard. You got a true freshman two guard. You got a sophomore playing, you know, 40 minutes a game, all this stuff. You lose the player of the year, you know, a senior who kind of led you, and then to come back and do it really again this year, with the exception of one night in December in Warrensburg. And other than that, you've answered the bell however many times, 31, 32 times. I don't even know the record. That's sad. But and we've talked about it a ton this year. I know Max talked about it a ton. I mean, we took everybody's best shot almost night in and night out. And to answer that bell, and the 3 games we've had against Missouri Southern and Rogers State, and, you know, Western's obviously improved and played a lot better. And, I mean, you just go down the line, and those guys were able to answer the bell every single time. Then you go through the MIAA tournament. And, you know, they've got all sorts of issues, and redshirt kids, and coaching staff is goofy, and they're just an incredibly special group of guys, and I think everybody appreciates how they play the game of basketball. You know, Ryan Hawkins could arguably also be player of the year in the MIAA. He's defensive player of the year, and Hudgens is a sophomore, is the MVP. Coach Max, the coach of the year for the 35th time in a row. We need to tell Coach. We need to tell Rosie.
I know he ought to be Max, worried a little
Max,
bit. Max,
yeah, Max chasing him down. I'll let Rosie know that. But just the way that they play basketball is so beautiful. They share the basketball. There's no egos. They guard their ends off all the time, and I think you see that. explained it to a lot of people, or tried to explain it to a lot of people, it's just such a slow death against us because our defense just wears on you and wears on you. Everybody talks about our offensive efficiency and you know, valuing possessions and everything. But how many times did you see this year where, man, this is a tight game, this is a tight game, this is a tight game. You look up and it's 17. We're up, you know, the Bearcats are up 17. And it's just that defense just wears on you. But then the offensive prowess and versatility, they are a special, special group. It's disappointing that it ended the way it did because, in my mind, I'm thinking we're making another run, you know. There's no doubt in my mind we're making another run. And we would have had a couple of unbelievable basketball games here. You know, no, there's no doubt about it. I think Oklahoma Baptist is a great team. I think if we're fortunate enough to survive that, you get to, you're either playing Missouri Southern for the fourth time, and what a story that would be, or you're playing Northern State, who's the only team represented, representing the Northern Sun Conference. It's a very strong program. And then you're in a regional championship, and then you're going to Evansville for quarterfinals, Elite Eight. And there's, I think there's four other teams in the nation with one loss, or something like that. So the Elite Eight would have been unreal. And then semifinals, same deal. And then you're going to Atlanta for the national title game, which would have been, you know, one of the best ever attended Division II basketball games, and it's in the history of the division. So a lot of opportunity there and excitement going into it. But then also you're playing at home. We've done it again 4 years in a row, and the string of five tournaments in a row, which has never been done in this league ever, seven, you know, regular season titles in a row. It's just the numbers truly do speak for themselves with these guys, and they are a lot of fun, and they're great human beings too. And that may be the toughest part for me as the athletic director going through all this, is just knowing it's over for these guys and their families, and the support that they've given us from day one for 4 or 5 years or 3 years, whatever, 2 years for the young guys. It is a special, special group that we will miss seeing on the floor.
Yeah, that, no doubt about that. But the future is bright for this group too. There are a lot of those guys coming right back.
Yeah, that's the deal. We just got to survive here for get through whatever kind of headaches and hoops we got to run through here, and do what's best for our university, our department, our community, and get geared up, ready for next year, because it'll be the same thing as this year. People are still going to have you circled as one of the best teams in the nation coming back, and you're going to have to answer the bell every single night again like you did this year.
Andy Peterson, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight. I know it's been a long couple of days for you, but I appreciate you taking time out to talk with us tonight, and really appreciate all the help you give us throughout the year.
No problem, John. Appreciate you guys.
Again, that's Andy Peterson, Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State University. Again, a very unusual week this week, and really appreciate Andy coming by and talking about some things going on behind the scenes with the decision to cancel the rest of the basketball season, as well as the spring sports from the NCAA. We'll be back. Have more for you as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residents with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Northwest Missouri State alumnus Joe Baumley has provided late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into Carson Sports Grill for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, and a bit of an unusual show we're having here as Northwest Missouri State winter sports officially done as the NCAA canceling the NCAA tournament. So Northwest Missouri State will not be hosting the Central Region Tournament in basketball. On the side for the spring sports, we now have Ryan Anderson, the Northwest Missouri State head softball coach, coming up, and the MIAA announcing suspending the season at this point and just kind of waiting to see if they can get back out there and continue playing with the coronavirus and COVID-19. And Coach Anderson, you kind of look at this, such an unprecedented time as we kind of look at the sports landscape with essentially everything outside of a PGA tournament being shut down this weekend and really for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, it's very discouraging for us. We still have over half the season left, and now they're telling us we can't play. So our hitters are starting to hit, and we're starting to play in like we want to, and really scoring runs, but yet now we don't get an opportunity to. So, you know, and that's, we understand why they did it, but, you know, as a competitive player, our players want to play. And, you know, and that's everybody's in that boat right now. So it's unfortunate, but that's what we got to deal with.
What's the discussion like with the team when you sit down and you kind of break that news that things are coming to a close for right now, at least?
Well, we had a morning practice today, and then we had an afternoon practice. And by the time we hit the afternoon practice, there was a few conferences, D1 conferences, that were starting to, spring sports are getting shut down. So in our head, we're thinking about it. It hasn't hit yet, so it hit about 2.5-3 hours later. So we weren't together, so we had to kind of get on the texts and group me's and tell everybody what's going on. And so we haven't had the get-together of what's happening right now, and now we move into next week where we're not having school again. And so you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this shapes out.
It's really been an unbelievable 24 hours. Just seemed like the coronavirus is still spreading, and it's still not a good situation getting to yesterday morning, but then all of a sudden it was just kind of like, man, chaos hits, and everything's getting canceled and moved around. And we were kind of talking a little bit ago that once the Ivy League shut everything down, that was kind of that first red flag. But for me at work, I keep checking the email, checking the Twitter, waiting to see when that next big breaking news comes out. Is it easy to go into practice and focus on what you need to be doing with all this kind of lingering?
Oh, the second practice today was rough. Like, we knew it was coming. We knew things were coming. You know, it was kind of out there. So, you know, we were trying to get through practice, get our work in, get our swings in, had a defensive day as well. So, you know, we still had hope that we're leaving at 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow and going to play. So, you know, that's how we looked at it, and that's how we went about it. But, you know, it hit the way it did, and now we're in a holding pattern of, you know, hopefully in 3 weeks they'll give us a shot to play again.
Now, taking a look at the release, they say suspended indefinitely regardless of the season. But for you guys, in season, if things start back up, you obviously want to be sharp and be ready to play. Are practices nixed right now, too?
Yes. Right now, there's no contact. There's no practices, nothing like that. So now it becomes, hopefully they give us 5 days, 7 days, 10-day warning where, okay, let's get back in shape a little bit, take a bunch of swings and get ready to go. And, you know, and if it's 3 days, if the other team has to do that, we'll do it. But because right now, you know, players just want to play. So, but safety first, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you look at the spring sports side too, and if you eliminate the fans, so folks aren't clustered on bleachers, of course, but outside of really that umpire, catcher, batter relationship, everybody else is kind of spread out. You mentioned earlier you're outdoors. Did you think there's a possibility that the spring sports side might survive?
That was always our hope. You know, you have the baseballs, the softballs, where, you know, if you were around last Sunday when we had 40-mile-an-hour wind, there's no viruses sticking around in that. So, you know, that was kind of the hope there of, you know, okay, we are outside. My hope was, I hope Major League Baseball doesn't get involved. Because, yeah, their arenas or their stadiums are quite a bit bigger, but the fans are away. You know, hopefully we could, but then they jumped on board. And so it was kind of a... It was going to happen.
Well, you mentioned that the bats were really coming around, and you'd scored 37 runs your past four games, and the offense really showing up there. Now that we go into this break, is there anything mentally the team can work on? Can they do some individual workouts or still come in?
Hopefully, that's what I'm going to encourage, you know, hit all you can and, you know, take a teammate in and go do something. And, you know, and hopefully we can just say, you know, heal up a little bit. You know, use this time to heal up. And last year we had 18 games canceled. So right now, who cares? It's the same boat as last year. You know, we haven't had any games canceled this year. And so for what we had canceled last year, if we missed 2-3 weekends, still less than last year. And so, like, mentally for myself, that's what I'm telling myself is, you know, if we can get through 3 weekends and get us to play again, okay, we'll be fine and get going. So, and then hope the snow will be gone by then. So, who knows?
It's such a tough situation, especially for, you really feel for the senior class if that's how things end, with just kind of middle of the season, everything's left hanging. But have you, looking back, is there anything that this kind of reminds you of? Of course, the Major League Baseball strike of 1994 when things just kind of wrap up. But, I mean, this is just, I can't think anything in my mind to quite compare it to.
No. Nothing outside that affected our season so much. You know, like I said, weather affects us every year. And so last year was a miserable year. We had so many early games canceled, which would be very similar to this year, but something from the outside that has nothing to do with what we're actually doing softball-wise. No, I just, this is way beyond what we're used to.
Just a wild scenario here as the MIAA suspending all spring sports with hopes of, as this coronavirus hopefully passes and everything kind of dies down, they get back out there on the field on the court and continue playing. So, Coach Anderson, we appreciate the time. Keep everybody healthy, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Ryan Anderson, Northwest Missouri State head softball coach, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Carson Sports Grill.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Northwest Missouri State alumnus Joe Baumley has provided late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com. Or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we're on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Ben, what a unique and surreal type of a week it's been, the last couple of days in particular.
Yeah, for sure. It's been interesting. Obviously, with everything that's transpired, even last night, just eliminating the crowd, and then obviously today, eliminating the games. You know, it's tough for our seniors just because of how much they put into this, and they earned the right to be able to host that region. And you know, obviously, unfortunate deal, but we understand it, and you know, hopefully our program continues to grow and get better.
Tell us how you learned that the games were going to be canceled for this weekend.
Dr. Bob had come in and just had said that they're going to be canceled. You know, I think that we got the hint a little bit the night before, and then they started canceling so many conference tournaments that we assumed that was going to happen. I thought that that night, it would have been Wednesday night, I thought that it would have been more appropriate to postpone rather than just eliminate the crowd. You know, if you postpone at that point, now you give yourself an opportunity to think and to make a decision based on, you know, medical personnel and whatnot, the people that actually know what they're talking about. And you know, I thought it was an excitable deal. And then today, obviously, they canceled, and I understand why. It's just one of those deals that I wish it would have gone a little bit differently in how they canceled it. But can't change that now. And I'm disappointed for our seniors, but again, totally understand why they did it.
And again, a very disappointing way to end the season for everyone involved. But when you just look at this year as a whole, there's just a lot of things to be proud about. 31-1 record, 4-year period of 131-6. And when you talk about the seniors, tough way for them to go out. But you look at the 4 years that they've had there, that's just an unbelievable record that they can look back on.
Yeah, it's the most wins of any 4 years span in Division II with 131. They've lost six games. They've lost one game in two seasons. I think they're, what, 67 or 68? 69, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. 69-1 over the last two seasons. Two national championships. You know, this year, I guess you technically could just probably just write us as the national champions since we're number one right now, right?
I think so. And you're at the top of the rankings, so that ought to just make you the national champion.
Yeah, so we'll just count that as that. So three national championships and then multiple conference championships and multiple records that probably I can't even name them all. They were a special group, and they were probably even more fun to be around than they were just accomplishing wins. And, you know, we'll definitely miss them.
And Tyler Doherty, Ryan Welty, and Kirk Finley, your seniors there. And let's just individually talk about those guys and what they meant to the program, maybe just starting with Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan, what we always say about him is he's kind of Mr. Dependable. You could always count on him to be at his best. You could always count on him to make sure that he was getting his shots, that he was doing everything that he was supposed to do. You know, it was always nice going into games knowing that 40 minutes is already eaten up because he's going to play 40 minutes, regardless of if he's sick or whatever. And obviously he's a winner on top of all that. You know, he's a joy to be around at practice, and we're definitely going to miss him.
Tyler Doherty, another player that really made an impact on the program in a variety of ways.
Yeah, I mean, a fifth-year kid and just an unbelievable personality and a great teammate and has battled through, you know, probably not getting to play as much as he would have liked and maintained that positive attitude and made a huge impact on winning. We're obviously him. And then Kirk obviously got his career cut short. I thought this was going to be a huge year for him. He was starting when he tore his ACL, and I thought would have even made more of a difference. Maybe we would have been 32-0 instead of 31-1 with Kirk. He was just a tough kid, and again, same concept, battled. And once he got injured, he still made a difference on our team and made sure that he was coaching kids up.
Well, and you look at some of the honors that the other players have made. You look at Trevor Hudgens, just this past weekend, the most outstanding player of the MIAA tournament, the player of the year in the MIAA, Ryan Hawkins, the type of year he's had. He just has some guys that just had incredible seasons for you.
Yeah, no, it's you know, it's every year occurrence at this point. I mean, our kids are they battle and they grow and they maintain the culture and they make each other better, and you see the results of that with a lot of the kids in our program. So, and we got a lot of them coming back.
Yeah, I imagine that's the one thing. Again, obviously for the seniors, their career ends in a rough way, but when you look at what you've got in the cupboard right now, you got to look forward to the next year and the type of season it could be again next year.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're very excited about that, and very excited about the kids that are returning and the incoming kids and you know, all of that. So you know, the foundation is laid. Now we just got to make sure we maintain it.
And as far as the recruiting class, just on the outside looking in on that, it looks like you've got some good players coming in that are going to be able to contribute and continue this Bearcat success.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we signed four, and it's probably the most we've signed this time of year, and I think that's a good thing because I don't know if we're going to be able to go out anymore. So recruiting wise. But you know, it's should be a good class, and obviously we got a lot of kids coming back. We had a couple kids redshirt, and it should be good. So we're excited.
Seventh straight MIAA regular season title, fifth straight tournament title. This type of season, it's just one that, again, you're putting it in the record books as a heck of a year.
Yeah, no, it's similar. You know, it's similar to last year and, you know, similar to previous years. But, yeah, 7-5 is probably unheard of, especially from a tournament setting. I mean, winning, I'm not sure how many. I'd be curious to see how many, if there's any leagues where somebody's won five in a row in regards to that. But, you know, that's a lot of tournament titles in a row.
Let's talk a little bit about this past tournament and a great atmosphere down in Kansas City at the MIAA tournament, as it always is. And your team just finds a way to perform and get it done, going up against the first two opponents that knew they had to win or their season was over with, and withstood that in a heck of a battle with Missouri Southern in the third meeting of the year with the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough at the MIAA because you see these teams so much, so often, and you know, all games were very difficult games. Obviously, the rivalry game with Western, and then Southern is a team that we've played a lot in the past and we've had trouble with. And, you know, to beat them a third time with that bigger crowd was fantastic. So, you know, it's always good to win in a tournament setting because it's so difficult and requires some luck. And, you know, our kids took the luck out of the equation and just played hard.
Yeah, when you look at the two accomplishments here with the regular season title, it's a different type of accomplishment because it's a battle over the entire season. And then the three games in a short period of time in the conference tournaments, really the team's able to handle both of those type of pressures.
Yeah, no, it's just conference tournaments are a little luck involved. And then regular season, you kind of eliminate the luck a little bit. You know, it's an overtime thing, and you see who's tough enough to be able to win it. So, you know, we've done them both, and we're excited about them.
Where did the as we let you go here, as the news came in today, what was the words that you had for the team as kind of let them know that their season was going to be over?
Yeah, no, I think you just thank the seniors and the culture and the groundwork that they've laid, and then obviously the underclassmen, get them ready for the next season. But there's not really a lot of words that you can say to them at that point because I've never really been in that situation. So, you know, you just kind of thank them and move forward and see what happens forward.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being here tonight, and again, as always, all the help you give us through the entire year, and coming up a little later with the 5K run we got going too. We appreciate your help with that.
Yeah, I can get, I've got time to get in shape for that now.
Yeah, there you go. There's a positive side to all this.
There you go. All right, thanks a lot, John.
Oh, you bet. That's Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll be back. Have more for you from Carson's right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Northwest Missouri State alumnus Joe Baumley has provided late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-542-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Northwest Missouri State men's basketball was set to be the host for the NCAA Central Region Tournament, but due to the spread of the coronavirus and COVID-19, that has been canceled by the NCAA as tournaments across the board for the winter have been canceled, as well as the spring. And now being joined by the Northwest Missouri State Assistant Athletic Director for Media Relations, Mr. Colin McDonough, and Northwest Missouri State Assistant Athletic Director for Marketing and Promotions, Ryan Milkey, joining us here. Guys, we appreciate you coming on. And Ryan, we'll start with you. And so much work that goes into this weekend to get set up and to be ready for thousands of fans to be able to come into Bearcat Arena and to enjoy these basketball games. I went through the arena. You guys had put up everything. You were ready to go and ready to host a regional. This has to be kind of a punch to the gut for you guys as well after doing all that work, now to have it be ripped away.
Yeah, it is. We did a lot of work going into this, but you know, it's what's best for the team and keep everyone healthy.
As you go through, because still year one at Northwest, right?
Yes.
It feels like you've been here for a while. I'm sorry. What's it been like preparing and going through everything just to be able to get to this point through this 32 games for the men's basketball team?
It's been crazy. I mean, at other schools that I've been at, it's been, you know, setting up for bigger events, but this one has just been crazy, getting ready for an NCAA event and working with the team and everyone on campus that's involved. It's just unbelievable how many people are involved in an NCAA event.
As quick as things have happened the past 2 days, at what point did you kind of have that feeling that this might not happen?
It was probably the day when we were putting one of the banners up on the table, and I was like, this isn't going to happen anymore. Listen, we're done.
Just kind of got that feeling already. Yeah. And Colin, on your side, of course, not only having to set up and get ready for the media and to be able to reach so many people that won't be able to make it in, but to watch the games or listen to the games and or to read about them a little bit later on, for your communication side, what have things been like for you as you go from, hey, we've got this regional tournament coming in, to now all of a sudden, we apologize, but it's not going to be here?
I mean, we had certainly known for a while that we were going to host this regional with the disparity between 1 and 2 in the region. Probably when the first region rankings came out, we felt like we were going to host it. So from that point forward, we knew for the fourth year in a row that we'd be in Maryville, we'd be in charge of this. So Sunday night, we win the championship down in Kansas City. And on the way back, I was just trying to write a recap, get that done, and get ready for that night, knowing the selection show was going to be at 9:30. From that point on, you see the selections. I reached out to the other 7 sports information directors from those schools and started getting information from them, from rosters to stats, to just letting them know how we were going to run the stats for the games with the new NCAA Live stats, to how many media members they were going to have. Did each of them going to have a radio broadcast? Were they going to use Ethernet lines or phone lines? Luckily, everyone now is on the Ethernet stage, but we still had to figure out how we were going to get 4 radio stations in there, you know, in each session, and also still have you guys in your spots. And it's just a lot of the maneuvering. It helped going through it last year from my standpoint. It was going to be Ryan's first year, so he was learning as it went along. But, I mean, I felt like we had a pretty good handle on it, but it was just a matter of what something new was going to come up. And when you started seeing games started getting canceled yesterday and then maybe some tournaments getting canceled, today when they started playing those games and then like the Big Ten said they were done and then the Big 12 and SEC, at that point I felt like, if they're not playing those tournaments, and then, I mean, obviously later in the afternoon we heard the word that the NCAA Division I was going to be off, but I got a really good sense when the Big Ten, Big 12, when they started canceling entire tournaments, this wasn't going to happen. And it's unfortunate just because there's so many student-athletes that put in their efforts. And I'm not just saying from a basketball standpoint, because right now there's some track members that are down in Birmingham that busted their tails off and were down there Wednesday, and they were trying to win a national championship. And we had a really good shot on the women's side to win a national title. The men's side is going to be a little tougher being down without Omar Austin. But our women's team was really good. They were ranked 5th. They'd been ranked 3rd. They had a really legitimate shot at a national title, and they don't even get a chance to even try for it, which is disheartening. And from a basketball standpoint, I think there is some positive, and I told Mac earlier today that he won his last game. He cut down the nets, and he got a trophy. How many teams finish their season by doing that? And that's your goal. So, I mean, you hate that you didn't know it at the time that was your last game, but you did everything you wanted to do in your last game.
Well, and you hate to kind of break away from the players' careers that they're trying to extend and leaving that legacy of winning a national championship, but in my kind of selfish, just, I guess, media side of it, I'm like, man, this record could have gone down, and this record, and this record, and this record, and I mean, and I'm kind of like, oh, gosh, we've been kind of looking forward to this for so long, and now all of a sudden, I don't say the stats are tainted, but you think about what Ryan Hawkins' career scoring and rebounds would have gone down as in steals, Trevor Hudgens' assists and points, and all of this stuff is kind of cut short of what it actually should have been, because this is a team that had a very legitimate chance of making a deep run in the NCAA tournament.
Like Ryan Welty, I think he's had 928 career points. He had a shot at a 1,000-point career, but when you don't have those six games left now, it's like, what could have been? I mean, he probably had to average about, what is it? I mean, 70-some points, six games, maybe about 10 a game. If he did that, he would have gotten there. That's very possible the way he shoots the basketball, but that's not going to happen. The Bearcats winning 131 games, being 131-6 over the last 4 years. If they'd have won their final six games, they would have got to 137. Well, no NCAA basketball program on the men's side had ever won more than 136 games in a four-year period. So that the opportunity to get to 137 was there. It was a pretty good shot at getting that. I mean, it's six tough games, but if you win all six, you're the best that's ever played the game in those 4 years. And those are the disappointing parts where those numbers stick out, and you're like, ah, they could have got that. They could have got that. But at the end of the day, I've been here for 2 years, Matt. We were joking earlier a little bit about the only game they lost was at Central Missouri. Well, we were at Ferris State, so we never saw them lose. So I've still never seen the Bearcat men's basketball team lose a game. And that's
pretty impressive.
That's 2 years in a row. It's amazing what they're doing.
Yeah, it really is. And we're being joined by Colin McDonough and Ryan Mielke, both assistant athletic directors at Northwest Missouri State, as the NCAA canceling the remaining winter championships and spring championships for this upcoming year. And Ryan, initially it was cutting out fans. If you bought a ticket, sorry, it's going to be refunded. 120 passes for each team were going to be allotted, correct?
Correct.
As well as four media members essentially coming from each team, so they get it covered, and a few people, some family basically, be able to be in the stands. Man, how was that going to be monitored and kind of balanced out as far as, oh, yeah, you are an immediate family member of this person as opposed to just Joe Schmo off the street, but someone gave him an extra ticket?
Yep, we were going to set up a pass list on each side of the arena so fans could enter from a different spot, and then administrators from each of those schools would be standing there to make sure that it's not just Joe Schmo walking in off the street, to make sure that they're actually related to the player that they're getting the ticket from. And then we would have UPD at every entry spot in the arena, just so random fans couldn't just walk in. And there's a lot of people that probably have keys to the Bearcat arena, so they could probably get in walking through the back doors and try to police that.
Overall, whenever you think about the game day atmosphere and everything you guys do, from the promotions to the music and everything, how much of that was still going to happen? Of course, no cheerleaders and band and that sort of thing, but what could you still do during games?
NCAA kind of limits the promotions you can do, so we can't do any of our corporate stuff, but we could still kind of done some, you know, fun promotions on the court and given out some NCAA shirts, hats, stuff like that. And then music-wise, Sarah, our intern, had a playlist ready to go for all the 120 fans that would have been in there, so it would have been a pretty good playlist that she had ready, but fortunately we didn't get to use that.
Colin, you're a Bearcat alum, and you've worked in Division I athletics, and it's been a lot of time up at Northern Iowa, not too far away. And have you ever experienced anything quite like this, or even just as your time being a sports fan, seen anything that even comes close to what we're going through right now?
I mean, it's nowhere close to it, but I was working at Northern Colorado when 9/11 hit, and that was during football season, and that was a week long of like no travel, of nothing going on. But that was 1 week, and it was in the fall. And as I was talking to Dr. Bob Borchter, he was going to be our NCAA site rep, he said that the 9/11 stuff happened, but it was like East Coast. It was like there was nothing that happened in like California or Colorado where we were, or Iowa, even the Midwest. I mean, it was so far away from you. This coronavirus affects every person that's in the United States. I mean, you just have to be aware of what's going on and use healthy tips. Just wash your hands. I mean, just basic stuff that you think you learn as a kid and you can keep doing that as an adult. But it does affect every one of us. But 9/11 was a week long, and that was it. And then I don't say that was it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of memories that are evoked from that. And if you're on the East Coast, if you're in New York City, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Washington, D.C., you're certainly going to remember those moments. But this thing is so much bigger. I mean, sports were not canceled because of that. We lost a week, I think, of football, but you made it up at the end. Those sports kept going. Right now, there's no other sports scheduled for us for the rest of the year. I mean, sports are suspended. Championships are canceled. Like, what is going on? I mean, I'm trying to get my head around about what we just do on a daily basis. So,
right.
I mean, most of the time we're doing game stories, game recaps, game previews, keeping stats. Well, none of that's going on right now, so it's going to be really weird the next few weeks, months, however long this lasts. And you hope to return to normalcy, And that's what I like about this job is that we change the seasons. We move it around. We get something new. I mean, you go from football season to volleyball, and then you go into the winter sports, basketball and track, and now you go into the spring sports, the baseball, softball, tennis. Well, right now, that's all been wiped away, and it's just there's going to be something missing for a little while. Hopefully, as a community, as a nation, that we can all grow a little bit and maybe learn a little bit about ourselves and just be better humans too.
Well, so much of it is been since, what, 2013, since we've seen Northwest Missouri State basketball in mid-March and beyond, or just not playing mid-March beyond. And I think that was the year Deshaun Cooper was hurt. Northwest men lost to Central Missouri in the MIAA tournament. But after that point on, the Bearcats at least reached the region championship every year, and if not won a national championship, it's been pretty impressive. I guess there's one year, 17-18, lost a hold of Minnesota State. Forgot about that one. But still, you saw them this deep in. Now it's kind of, well, they're not playing. Can't watch Division One. You can't watch Major League Baseball spring training, the NBA, the NHL. Can't even watch the XFL now. So whenever we think about it, what do you guys suggest someone should watch? Anything on TV? Netflix series by chance? HBO?
I would check out some HBO series. Maybe The Outsider.
Oh, you like that one?
McMillions. Yeah. Curb Your Enthusiasm, that type of thing.
Big Larry David fan, huh?
I do like LD. Pretty good. From a Netflix standpoint, a lot of good shows out there. There is one on Amazon that I would watch right now. It's called All for Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles season. That should be the highest watched
show.
Not
many Eagles fans around here.
Really?
Well, I like to think that us in Missouri, we're not necessarily front runners. We're not just going to jump on that bandwagon of the Eagles.
The mascot looks more like an eagle than a griffin, too. I don't.
What?
Their mascot. The griffin, it looks more like an eagle as opposed to a
pretty
griffin.
Close.
Well, doesn't a griffin have the head of an eagle?
It's possible. It doesn't look like a griffin. I mean, the griffin mascot.
I guess I can't say. I've seen an eagle in the wild, but not a griffin.
Like the cartoonish one that they have, it seems to have wings.
Yeah.
But if you look at that creature that they have when it walks around, there's no wings on the back of it. I don't get it.
That's a good question. Did you notice the hornet from Emporia State also doesn't have wings?
No wings on the...
I don't appreciate that either.
It's very interesting.
This is where the coach's show goes when we don't actually have
sports to talk about. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that you should watch on... Netflix is a lot of shows.
A lot of shows.
I watched Semi-Pro for the first time the other night.
It was the first time in 2020. What'd you wait for?
I did have my sons watch it with me, and my wife indicated that I probably should not have done that. There were some scenes that I had to fast forward.
That's
at least one or two segments where it was just inappropriate. But
it's actually where I get a lot of my marketing ideas from. Was that movie?
That's a great idea.
Today was 50-cent corn dogs at a place in town, and when you think of that, I start now think of Semi-Pro, because if you scored 125 points, they gave away free corn dogs.
I think Northwest was probably close to that at some point this year. Could have.
Hawk wanted us to get a promotion with Sonic, and you know, every time they hit 100 points, I think it was four or five times this year, we get some corn dogs.
No, I think anybody that knows me, I think pretty highly of you guys, except for one little issue, and I think Ryan will take my side on this, that Colin doesn't like The Office.
Which is baffling.
It's, and especially with his sense of humor, just matches up with Michael Scott.
Correct. He's basically Michael Scott.
It's really odd that my oldest son, Dalton, is actually binge-watching it now on Netflix.
You need to watch it with him.
Maybe I should join it with him. And
it's great.
I wouldn't say I haven't gotten into it. It was on in my younger years, and I just didn't... I mean, I would watch it every once in a while. I just need to probably binge-watch it. I got some time now. I know that.
I think you see Ben McCollum as pretty much Dwight.
Really? Probably not.
Well, you have to watch and find out.
After Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, there's plenty of that to go. Guys, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for all you do for Northwest Missouri State Athletics. We were hoping to have a fun-filled weekend at the Central Region Tournament, but since that's not happening, we'll just catch up with you at noon ball or cookout or Ryan's house or
I would just say just thank you for being a courteous host throughout the entire season.
Appreciate you joining us in the crowd. If anybody wants autographs, Colin typically comes to the coach's show, so come on out and see him.
Be happy to sign a few.
All right, guys, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.